Hey you guys, welcome back to my podcast. My name is Kaya, for those that do not know. And yeah, this is my damn podcast. I'm here, I'm back, I'm better as ever. I know I say this, I think I said this last episode, but it is what it is. We gonna move forward. I do want to mention before I get into today's topic, well, hold on. Follow me on Instagram if you don't already. It is Kaya, K-Y-A-H, Bricks, B-R-I-X-X. And you can also follow me on Twitter at Kaya Bricks, K-Y-A-H, B-R-I-X-X-X. And without further ado, now we're going to jump into the episode. Like every other episode, I talk about my mental and, you know, what I'm going through and stuff like that. And I think these past 2 days have been amazing. Like, seriously, like the month of August so far has been everything that I needed it to be. I definitely so far have manifested this month. So far, so good. I mean, it's only the 9th. I should be posting this by Monday, but neither here nor there. Everything has been going good. I have no complaints. God has been blessing over my life and just shielding me, and I cannot be more thankful. So, all right, y'all. So this is the last interruption before actually diving into this episode. I came across this quote, and as you can see, the title of this episode is probably going to be somewhere about, you know, you're exactly where you're supposed to be and not comparing yourself and so forth and so forth. And I came across this quote that says, "Don't compare your life to others. There's no comparison between the sun and the moon because they both shine when it's their time." And when I read that, literally, like, I instantly thought about this podcast and how basically perfect everything that I said was just so perfectly, you know, aligned so it could reach the right person. So I just wanted to share that quote with y'all because I thought that it was so perfect and it needed to be said within this podcast. And without further ado, we're going to jump right into this thing. So now we're going to jump. I feel like I'm screaming. Am I screaming? Or... anyway, it don't matter. I talk with a lot of passion, and this is what I do. So, today's topic is going to be about being exactly where you're supposed to be, right? So, with that being said, you ever feel like when you're looking around at other people, like, you know, it could be other people your age or around, you know, your age group, and you're just looking at them like, yo, like, you're basically comparing, you know, we're not even going to beat around the bush. You're comparing your life to theirs, you know, like, oh my God, they just started their business. Everything's going great and this, this, and that. Or you're looking at other people, you know, like getting into, you know, just a lot of accomplishments that are happening for them. And you feel as though it's not happening for you. I'm not talking personally on me, but I'm just speaking off of, you know, people that I talk to and communicate with. And these are the things that they're telling me. So I'm just going to relate it into today's podcast because it's, you know, relatable. So basically just comparing yourself to other people and their timeline and their growth and everything that they have going on to your timeline and your growth and everything that you have going on. And I'm here to tell you to cut it out. Stop doing that. Sometimes, you know, we do fall victim to comparing ourselves to other people. But when it comes to comparing your success or your growth to other people's success and their growth, that doesn't even hold weight. It doesn't matter. You know what I'm saying? What they have going on their plate and what you have going on your plate, what they eat don't make you shit. So technically and literally, it doesn't matter. Whatever anyone else is doing that's not concerning you, it doesn't matter. Just make sure that you have a focus and that you have your striving and reaching your goals and reaching everything that you have going on. I talk about manifestation in a few podcasts back, and write down everything that you want to accomplish. Today is August, right? Well, this month is August. We have a few more months until the year is over. 2020 has definitely been a fucking... What do we call this? Like, I don't even have a word for what we've been experiencing in 2020. It's been a fucking emotional roller coaster for everyone, especially Black people. You know what I'm saying? Because of the whole, you know, Black Lives Matter, George Floyd, you know, Breonna Taylor, like a lot of things have been reoccurring, as far as, you know, just injustice for the black community when it comes to the hands of the police. So that's very traumatizing within itself. And then on top of that traumatizing situation or situations that have been occurring within 2020, we have the pandemic. You know, the coronavirus has been, is alive and well. I work in healthcare, so I see it firsthand, but I definitely feel like, what was I talking about? Basically, 2020 as a whole has been ridiculous. So to align yourself where you have to be, make sure that you write out your goals. Make sure that you write down everything that you want, specifically, not just, oh, I want a car. What kind of car do you want? You know, when do you plan on buying this car? When do you plan on driving that damn car off the lot? You know what I'm saying? So be very specific when you're manifesting. Don't forget to pray and, you know, allow God to enter your life. Make him the main focus in your life, because everything really without God is there's no reason for it, because there's no one there to protect, you know, to protect you and protect your blessings and everything like that. So that's just what I had to say the first half. So, you know, I have it tattooed on me. Comparison I can't even talk. But basically, comparison is the thief of joy. So make sure that, you know, you're not comparing your success to other people's or comparing other people's success to yours, because ultimately it doesn't matter. You know what I'm saying? What did they say? They said don't give up on day 99, because day 100 could be your day. You know what I'm saying? That could be a success date. So just don't give up. Just keep going. Keep pushing. Keep striving. Worry about yourself. Worry about your family. And, you know, everything that you want in life is going to come to you, as long as you just keep your head above water and, you know, keep shit afloat. Even if shit not floating right. Even if shit is sinking. You know what I'm saying? Make sure that your vision is clear and that your, you know, your eye is on the prize or whatever that may be. You know what I'm saying? Like, So that's just half the topic that I wanted to touch on. That's just what I had to get off my chest right now. So I was having a conversation with someone the other day. I don't even want to really call it a conversation, because it really wasn't a conversation. It was more of a, what's the word I'm looking for? I want to say back and forth. I want to say back and forth, because it wasn't an argument. It was just a back and forth. It wasn't a conversation either. It was the back and forth. So I was having a back and forth with someone, and basically, this person randomly, I don't know what the hell, I don't know why they felt the need to do it now, but, this person randomly just started going off, right? Because they wanted me to do something. I said, I'm not doing that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, they wanted me to help out with something that I didn't, you know, I didn't feel nothing towards it. So I basically said no. And they start going off like, why you can't do this? You be doing this. You don't even got your priorities straight, because you not doing this, or you not here, and you da 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 da. Like, they're going off, right? Mind you, this person, right? This person is real near and dear to me, like dear to my heart, right? So for them to, and I'm not going to get too deep, because it really, nothing outside of the main topic of what I'm talking about really matters. But, excuse me. So basically, you know, like they were basically going in on me, and I was just shocked just reading the messages, like, wait, what the fuck? Like, what is going on here? Like, where did me saying no have to do with anything that I do in my personal life, or, you know what I'm saying, or what I'm doing? Because nothing that I do affects you. You know what I'm saying? Nothing that I do should even cross your mind, because you're not funding anything. You know what I'm saying? Everything that I do, I pay for. You know, everything that I, every place that I want to go, I purchased the fucking ticket. You know what I'm saying? I don't ask for anybody to do anything for me. So that, you know, one thing doesn't really matter to the other, if that makes sense. So I was just really confused as to where the topic was coming from and why, you know, why did it matter? You know what I'm saying? So I was really in my feelings about it because I was thinking to myself, like, you know, like, is this person right? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm doing this, but I don't have this. You know what I'm saying? So I started second guessing myself. And I was talking to my good friend Brielle. Shout out to Brielle because she really liked that. Okay, my good sis is really like that. But we was just talking about something. I forgot I think I sent her something on Instagram or something like that. And we just, you know, had our little moment like we usually do. And, you know, it was really therapeutic because basically I'm telling her stuff. And I'm low-key, like, it's like, I'm telling her stuff, like, you know, motivational stuff and, you know, pushing her and stuff like that. And she's doing the same thing for me. But when I was saying stuff to her, like, I was realizing that I was saying stuff to myself. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, don't worry about it. Like, you know what I'm saying? You're where you're supposed to be. If you weren't where you needed to be, like, you wouldn't be here. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just, like, a lot of things that I was saying to her that I was basically, you know, mirroring and saying to myself. So with that being said, today's topic is going to be about just, you know, being where you're supposed to be. Like, don't rush it and don't make people feel as though that you're not where you're supposed to be when you're the person that lives this life. You know what I'm saying? You're the person that wakes up every morning, washes your face and look yourself in the mirror and, you know, put on your good perfume or your good cologne and walk out into this world and conquer everything that you want. So don't make people feel as though that you're not where you're supposed to be when you work your ass off, or, you know what I'm saying, you strive, or you wake up every day, you beat depression in the morning or at night, and it gets you through the night and it gets you through the day to go on the next day. You know what I'm saying? You conquered 100% of your L's. You conquer 100% of any worry, fear, self-doubt, anything that you've dealt with, depression, anxiety, anything. You've conquered 100% of that. So why not continue? You know what I'm saying? Why not continue to strive until you reach a level of where you're 100% content and you're confident within yourself? You know, never let anyone make you feel as though that what you're doing with your life isn't good enough, or what you're doing with your life isn't what, you know what I'm saying? It's not, that's just not a thing. You know what I'm saying? If that makes sense. So basically, that's the tea, sweetie. Like, don't let nobody make you feel like shit. Don't let nobody ever make you feel like, you know, where you're at in life is just not good enough. Okay. I'm going to speak for myself when I say this. I'm 22. You know what I'm saying? I'm early 22. I like to travel. As people, if you follow me on Instagram, you know, I stay in Jamaica. Like, that's my fucking go-to place. Like, y'all got Miami and I got Jamaica. Like, that's just my place. That's my happy place. And that's where I go when I need to relax and I need to clear my mind. I need to align myself and I need to basically remind myself that, you know, Kaya, take this time and just, you know, even if I'm turning up, it's just it's a release. You know what I'm saying? So basically, like, you know, I like to travel. I like to do things. I like to go places. I'm not a very materialistic person because I still live under someone else's roof. Not to say that I can't afford it. That's not what I'm saying. But I prefer me to save up for other things, or, you know, travel, see the world, get experiences, rather than buying, you know, bags or, you know, designer clothing or anything like that. So that's just my personal preference. So once I get up and out, baby, who knows? You know, I've never been a materialistic person, but I can afford it. But it's not, you know what I'm saying? It's not something that I care too much to do. So maybe when that day comes, you know what I'm saying, that'll be an accomplishment for me, is buying my own, you know, designer bag or designer clothing or X, Y, and Z, blah, 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 blah. So that's just what, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's just a brief synopsis, I guess. That's the word I'm looking for. whatever. That's just a brief, you know, just rundown on me and what I like to do. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, like, I'm 22. I'm living, quote unquote, some. It's so funny because somebody was like, "You're 22. No, you're you living your best life and living with somebody else, right?" And I thought it was so funny. Reason being, because I don't give a fuck how old you are. You know what I'm saying? As long as you get up every day, you strive, and you want to be a better person than you were yesterday, and you want to be the better you want to be a better person for yourself every single day, I don't care where you lay your head. I don't care where you lay your head, and don't let nobody make you feel like you ain't shit because you're living with someone else. Like, what the fuck? How does that even sound? You know what I'm saying? As long as you're not being trifling, as long as, you know what I'm saying, you're not being a freeloader, you know what I'm saying, you contribute to shit, I don't see nothing wrong with that. You know what I'm saying? Like, people be on Twitter making it seem like, oh, I'm this age and I got my own shit, I moved out, da, 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 da. Congratulations. You know what I'm saying? Like, congratulations. And I'm not even being sarcastic. Like, I'm being real right now. Like, congratulations, because that's a huge accomplishment for anyone to move out of their people's shit. You know what I'm saying? But for me, I don't have to. And speak to anyone older. You know what I'm saying? If you don't have to pay for, like my good sis Tamar would say, if you don't have to pay for water, what is it? What did she say? What did she tell me? Water is something else. Oh my gosh. If I get it, I'm going to come back to it. But if you don't got to pay for water, let's say water and bricks. I think that's what she said. Maybe, maybe not. But anyway, if you don't have to pay for water and bricks, don't pay for water and bricks. Because if you are able to stay home and stack your bread and, you know, monopolize your money for your next move. Is that the word? Monopolize. Y'all, listen, it's real late. But anyway, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you can stay home and build your money up and stack up so you can move accordingly for your next move and be okay and be secure, do that. There's nothing wrong with that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not talking like be like 40, excuse me, still under your people's shit, but you know what I'm saying? Life hits, you know, and when life hits hard. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you don't have to put yourself in a position to complicate things, you know what I'm saying? Then don't. You know what I'm saying? If you want to do that because you can and because you just feel as though that you want to, please do that. You know what I'm saying? But my living situation isn't typical people's living situation. You know what I'm saying? I literally have the freedom, thank God, to do everything that I want to do. If I want to dip out and not be home for days at a time, I could do that with no consequences. I feel like I'm literally grown. You know what I'm saying? Like, when I say grown, like, I get treated like an adult. You know what I'm saying? I pay for things that I have to pay for. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't look towards anyone to help me out. But, like, shout out to my peoples. You know what I'm saying? Like, this, you don't find it everywhere. You know, people's living situations is different. You know, people have to handle different situations. People's living situations is just toxic. It don't even got to be that you're able to do everything that you want, but it can just be a toxic situation. And thank God for my peoples, because I don't have to go through that. You know what I'm saying? So basically they were saying, like, you doing all of this, but you still living under somebody else's roof. And I'm like, you damn right. Like, you're damn right. Like, shout out to my peoples, because if I want to dip out for 6-7 days, they don't have no problem with that. You want to know why? Because I'm not freeloading. You know what I'm saying? I contribute to everything that I need to contribute towards. And some. You know what I'm saying? If I'm out, best believe, like, everything is taken care of. Like, there's nothing to worry about. So it's just like, don't speak on nothing you don't know nothing about. Don't speak on something you know nothing about. That's A. And this isn't to bash anybody, but this is just, you know, I feel like I'm not the only one that's going through this. So this is the only reason why I'm really sharing it, because I know that my voice and my words tend to touch people. The other day, I was really down. Like, I was really, really, like, just upset. And something was just, like, go on to your podcast and just look at your analytics, right? So I'm looking at my analytics. I'm like, okay, like, you know, like, I didn't even know people still be tuning in. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's still numbers. Like, you know, numbers is still rising. So I didn't even know that people were still tuning in on my podcast. And I appreciate y'all, and I really thank y'all from the bottom of my heart for just always holding shit down and always, you know, just still listening. And even though I've been looking for words all damn day. I literally been looking for words all day, but it doesn't even matter how inconsistent I am. You guys still tune in whenever I post, and you guys, you know, shout it out or whatever. And I really appreciate that, and I love you all for that. And just continue to just share my podcast with people that you think might need it. Continue to replay it in the morning on your way to work. Continue to play it while you're cleaning up. Continue to play it, whatever, when you're driving, it just don't matter, when you got your downtime, when you're studying, you know what I'm saying, like, just allow, you know, allow my podcast to be your zen, you know what I'm saying. I want people to come to my podcast and, you know, like, feel it, you know, because I talk with passion. I'm a Cancer, you know what I'm saying. My birthday was just July 9th, so happy belated birthday to me. And happy birthday to all of my other Cancers out there and August babies, because we're in August right now. Shout out to y'all. Happy birthday. So basically, what did I say? Oh, so I went into my analytics and I was just blown away, because I'm like, whoa. Like, I just did not expect, like, this literally boosted my spirits, and it made me get on my shit a little bit, because I'm like, whoa, like, you don't even realize that what you're going through right now, you know what I'm saying? I don't even know if this makes sense. So I don't even know if I'm going to touch on it. But, like, what you're going through right now is so minuscule. Because really, it really was. You know what I'm saying? I'm just an emotional person. So I was just going through shit. But, like, basically, and I'm trying not to tear up, I'm trying not to cry. But, like, what you're going through right now is very minuscule. You know what I'm saying? So just redirect your focus so you can get a better picture. So I looked at my analytics, and I think 90% of it was America. I don't really remember the percentage, but I remember seeing Ireland ranked on my views, Jamaica, big up my people them, was ranked on there, Japan was ranked on there, where else was ranked, oh my gosh, it was a few other countries that were on there, and it blew me away. Like, I don't even give a damn if it was 0.15. If it was 0.5, you know what I'm saying? Like, I was ranked in, or I was accounted for in a different country. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm being listened to from a different country. Like, that shit blew me away. You know what I'm saying? Because I feel like you don't even realize how many people you touch, or how many people need to hear your voice. You know what I'm saying? That's why I always say, like, well, that's why today's topic is, you know, you're exactly where you're supposed to be. Everything that you're going through right now, you're supposed to go through it, because it's supposed to make you stronger. You know what I'm saying? Imagine life without up and downs. Like, just imagine it. Imagine if everything was just straight. And I think I was, this is a while ago, but I had seen this video of Desi. You know, the dude that be making, like, the videos, he be like, hood niggas be like, but he stopped doing that once people start clapping his ass, because he almost got canceled. But anyway, so he basically was saying, like, when you're in a hospital and your lifeline, I think that's what I'm going to say. I don't even know the correct term for it, but, you know, when it's going up and down, like, doo, 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 do. You know what I'm saying? Once it's doing that, that just means that you're alive and that your heart is pumping. But as soon as you start flatlining, everything's supposed to be great, that means it's over. Like, your heart not pumping no more blood. You know what I'm saying? So look at it like that. I feel like that's really the mentality that I've been going through. I've been going into life with. You know what I'm saying? Like, you need the ups and downs. You need them. You know what I'm saying? Because without the ups and downs, your heart not pumping. You know what I'm saying? If everything is always good 100% of the time, it's just there's no heart, there's no blood pumping to the heart. You know what I'm saying? So it don't even make a, it don't make a difference. I definitely feel, I feel like, because I really be talking with, you know, just experience. And I always tell people, people always tell me, like, you know, like, you've been here before. But I feel like I have been here before. But with me being here before, I feel like whatever happened in my past life, like, I've learned from it and I know better. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, he be like, you do better, baby, you do, if you knew better, baby, you do better. I got plenty of hoes, copy you, have some. Anyway, when you just, you know, when you just know a little bit better, or when you know better, you really do better. You know, some shit I do fall short of, which, you know, I'm human, I learn from them. I'm supposed to learn from them and keep going. Sometimes I recreate the fuck ups. Like I said, I'm human, but we're going to get past it. And, you know, we're going to be better than ever, so that's just what I came here to tell y'all today, is just to remember that you are where you're supposed to be. You're exactly where you're supposed to be, okay? Don't look on someone else's plate, like that guy in the Olympics. When he looked over to Michael Phelps, it was over. He completely lost focus to what he was supposed to be focused on, and it cost him the race. You know, Michael Phelps won that race because he stayed in his lane, and he had his eye on the prize. He never once looked over at anyone else to see what they was doing. Because once you look over and look at what somebody else is doing, your food get cold. You know what I'm saying? You no longer have a hot plate of food. Now you got to go reheat it up. And you reheat it up, they already finished their plate. They didn't devour everything that's on their plate. But now you got to take time and warm up your food for a minute and 30 seconds for it to be hot again. You know what I'm saying? And you ain't going to have no choice but to either look over to the person to the right of you while they eating their food and they grubbing and they fucking it up. And then your food going to get recold and you're going to have to do that whole process again. And before you know it, the food just going to be nasty as shit. The food just going to be nasty as hell. Like, you're not going to really enjoy it. It's nothing like having a fresh plate of hot food. You know, does that make sense? Yeah. A fresh plate of hot food. Anyway, it don't matter. But yeah, so that's just, I just want everybody to remember that. Just remember that you are exactly where you're supposed to be. And don't let anyone, and I mean family, friends, people that you love dearly, like, I don't care who it is, never, ever, 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 ever let them make you feel like you're not where you're supposed to be and that you need to go harder. And only if this is someone speaking to you with facts. You know what I'm saying? If you need to go harder because they see something in you and they want you to be better than what you are right now, that's the only reason for you to ever accept someone's critique upon your life. So if they're trying to down talk you or down talk what you got going on, and you need to do this because this, this and that, and da 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 da, fuck them. Please put a middle finger up and say fuck them. Like, because for real, like, it don't matter. You know what I'm saying? You're where you're supposed to be. You're living your life. If you're young, even if you're old, as long as you live your life, you don't hurt anybody. You don't put anyone in harm's way. You don't talk bad about nobody. You don't always judge people. It don't matter. As long as you're not hurting people, do what you do as long as you're not hurting people. You know what I'm saying? So, shout out to y'all that live your life with no regrets, that live your life day to day. Y'all know exactly what y'all want out of life. Shout out to y'all. Shout out to the people that love people for no reason. Shout out to y'all, to the people that that give compliments to people just because, compliment people just because, y'all, seriously, like, it doesn't lower anything. It doesn't lower anything about yourself once you show love to people. You know what I'm saying? So just make sure that you showing love and that you, you know, exuding positivity against for other people. Make sure that you're always positive. Even when you're down, just, you know, keep that within yourself. But don't, if you're going through something, don't, try not to bring it on to other people. You know what I'm saying? Just focus on you. Continue to love yourself. Continue to, you know, write in your book, manifest things, anything that you want out of life. Continue to pray to God and thank him for everything that he's done to you and for you. And thank him for just putting him in the position that you are today to just keep going. Thank him for good health. And for those who have people that's been affected from the virus or anything like that, I'm praying for you and I pray for your mental health and I pray for, you know, good health upon you and your family and your friends. And I just want to say that one last thing. The quicker that we come together and we fight off this virus, it will be the quicker for us to return back to our new norm. Because we'll never probably ever go back to what we've known as to be regular life. But this wearing a mask everywhere we go is just not, like, it's just not a thing. And I don't like it. So, but I do understand that it's for the safety of for everyone. So just make sure that you guys are washing your hands, that you guys are not touching your eyes, mouth, and just making sure that you keep your social distance. And yeah, so like I said, continue to pray, continue to love yourself, continue to just make the best out of every situation and pray to God and thank him for everything that he's done for you and your family and your friends. And yeah, I'm gonna catch you guys on the next one. If you guys have any topics that you guys want me to touch on, just send them into my DM on either Instagram or Twitter. Like I said, my Instagram is Kaya Bricks, KYAHBRIXX on Instagram. And my Twitter is Kaya Bricks, KYAHBRIXXX. And I will talk to you guys later. Bye.